in the Dava.
Comes a Dafe, yeah. The Yitzvach, Nalamar says, the Yitzvach we need, Moitzis Vasecha, the Pasuk of Moitzis Vasecha, the Yitzvach Zayt HaTorah. Who the question is, when this Pasuk Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, it's talking about all the Kabbalahs. So let me make the Hekish from this Pasuk Moitzis Vasecha. Like, why do I need a second Pasuk of the Zayt HaTorah that makes the Hekish all the Kabbalahs Tishlamin? So Mar says, no, we need both Sukkim. Because Rachman and Moitzi would have just said the Pasuk Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, Yedafei Walding, Lo Yoda Vamaikos Rachmana. I would not know what does the Torah mean. The Torah says true, if you make a neder, watch what you said to bring a neder. For it does not say clearly that the avoidas have to be done l'shma. Does not say what has to be done here. Therefore, kosa rachmona zaysa Torah. I need the hekesh of zaysa Torah that I learn out all the kabbonas from shlomim. And just like by shlomim, there it says clearly zevach shlomim. It has to be done l'shma. All kabbonas have to be done l'shma. If so, maybe only say the pasuk of Zayis HaTorah. No, the Kosta Rachman of Zayis HaTorah would have just had the second pasuk of the Zayis HaTorah, the Hekish of all the Kabbonis to Shlomim. I would have thought to say, Lifsalu, that like we just said this Svara, we have two Psukim now that say the Korban has to be done Lishmo. We'll leave both Psukim maybe by Shinu Kodesh, and to tell us that it's a Psul, that if you bring a Korban Shlomim, and you make the shchit or the zrika l'shem a korban oilah, that shlomim is possible. You have to burn it. So that's what I would have thought to say. Therefore, kosar rachmana moitzis vasecha. Therefore, I need the other pasuk that says clearly moitzis vasecha tishma. It says if you made a neder, watch the korban that you brought, and it ends off nedavahu. It ends off that the korban is in nedava. So the question is, it started off to be a neder. Why does it end off to be in nedava? That's the pasuk that teaches us that if you bring the carbon the right way, the shema, it's a real neder, you have a kind yechayv. But if you bring a chalai l'shema, the pasuk says nedava. It remains in nedava, meaning it's a kosher, a carbon, you have to still bring it, just the owner still needs another carbon for his neder. That's how I know these sites. Now the Gemara says in Tshanta Loshin that Rami Resh Lakish al Mohi Ve Midrasha. Resh Lakish threw a question when he was lying on his stomach in the Beis HaMedrash. Al-Moyi, Rashi says, means Shaykhev al-Bitna. He was lying on his stomach, on his belly. Pon of Kafikak, his face was facing down on the ground. So I'm not sure what the Gemara means to include here. There was no chairs that day. He wasn't feeling well, maybe. Even maybe he had a stomachache. Even though he was sick, still he came to Shir. He didn't stay home. Maybe that's what the Gemara means to teach us. What? Say Tachnan, okay. He was lying down on his stomach, though. So he asked the question, Rami Resh Lakish al Mohi Ve Midrasha. Umakshi, and he answered. He asked the question like this. A question on the whole Mishnah. Im Ksherim Haim Yirtzu. You're telling me now that Kol HaZvachim Ksherim, a Korban Shlomim, a Korban Oilah, even though you make the Shechit of the Dalar Avodis, L'Shem another Korban, still the Korban is Kosher. See, but what does the Mishnah say though? It's not olu lebailu l'shem chayva. The baila mashma does not have a ritzui, does not have like a kapara from this carbon, and he needs another one. So yes, how could that be? Im ksherim hang yirtzu. If you tell me now this carbon is kosher, you have a right to bring the down to do the dalat avoidis and to burn the carbon. And so yirtzu, you brought a good carbon. Why doesn't the own have his kapara? The main marat, and Elamai telling me for some reason, since it was done with the Shinu Kodesh, it cannot be marat that doesn't cause him any kapara. Marat or ritzu means like acting nice, like you're not, you don't have a credit by Hashem. And so, Lama Boyin, what is it brought for? And that's, what does it mean? It's kosher, but the Allah Bible Hashem Chayv. Monashach. If it's a good carbon you bring in, the owner should be Mekayim is Chayv. And if not, do not bring it. That was bothering him. But Rashi asked the question, and Rashi says, right, that he did not know the pasuk Moitzis Vasecha yet. That was bothering him. Omaloi, Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar said back to him, what's bothering you, Resh Lakish? Matzina, we find cases, the boy in Liachamisa, the case where the owner died, still the Yoshim bring the carbon. Shank Sherim, such a carbon is kosher, but V'ei Maratzen, Shita does not give a kapara, it's not Maratze for the mace. Once you die, you finish your kapara already. It's now learned like this. Ha'isha Shavia Chatosa. An Isha that gave birth, a Yoledis. So she's chayav to bring two Kabbonas. She has to bring a Korban Oil and a Korban Chatis. So what's going to be when she was still alive? She brought a chatos, so she brought the korban chatos. Umeisa, and then she died. So and she already set aside a korban for her oila. So lachar is yaviyu yarshim alasa. Yes, the yarshim should still bring her korban oila. So here, this oila is being brought after her misa, even though she has no kapara from the korban. Still, you see, the korban is brought. There's such a thing as bringing the korban. Stam, maybe still giving nachas ruach to Hashem. Hashem still feels happy that there's not people are bringing korbanis. Just that owner does not have a ritzui. Means the korban is not helping directly for him. So you see, there's such a thing. You still we bring the korban, but the opposite way around. What's going to be? I lost her. She brought a korban oila when she was alive, but umeisa, and then she died before she brought the korban chatis. Then the lachar is lo yaviyu yashim chatosa. Here the yashim should not bring the korban chatis.
Why?
Because at the klal of chatis shemeisa vaileho is the misazlo. Here she set aside this korban when she was alive. So it's a chatis. Then she died. That's the halacha of Moshe Sinai that a chatis shemeisa vaileho is the misazlo. So omalei. So Shlok here's the back like this. Omalei. Modinu lecho bi oilo di asal yachamisa. I'll agree to you. Rishlaga says, I agree. You bring me a proof oila could be brought to Yachamisa. Very good. I'll admit to you an oila could be brought to Yachamisa. Soon see why not. But Oshum, the Layosa Liachamisa Minolan. But a carbon Oshum is not brought to Yachamisa. How do I know? In other words, a carbon oila, Rashi says, Shim Shachta Shtala Shimon Shatakarapa Pishenim Ratza Holomatino Shabol Yachamisa. I agree to you. And who are the Rashi's Mashlom Shakabonis? The only thing that's bothering me is the korban oshim, though. An oshim, though, is not brought liachamisa. An oshim has the law, like a korban chat, it's a little bit different, that by an oshim, if an owner set aside a korban oshim, and then he died, so by a chat, this is lamisa's law. By an oshim, it's yiro achi stoivu, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes the balmum, but you do not bring it. So an oshim, shemesa baleh, is not brought. So Shlokas has a question on oshim. You can't bring your proof from a carbon oila to a carbon oshim. A oshim that's not brought liacha misa maybe can't be brought shlo lishmo. Tell the answer back. Madilach, I agree with you, be yerlo liacha liacha misa. But oshim, liacha liacha misa minolan. So Reb Elazar said back to him, Hare machu kasecha vitzidoi. What's bothering you? And now Mishnah, Reb Elazar says, af oshim. Like Reb Elazar agrees to you, Reb Shlokish, be happy. You have Reb Elazar now Mishnah. Reb Elazar now Mishnah says that a korban oshim is like a chatis, just like a chatis shloi lishmo is really psula. Reb Elazar is an oshim also is psula. So Shlokish, you don't understand the Tanakam, okay? At least you have Reb Elazar holds like you. Be happy. Omai said no. Reb Shlokish said back to him, Zui shaymim olav adam godlu. It is what people say about you, Reb Elazar. You're a great person. Kamina no Mishnah shleima. I'm asking you a question from a complete Mishnah, meaning the Stam Mishnah, the Tanakama. The Tanakama says only a chatis and a korban pesach is possible, but a korban oshim is kosher, the Tanakama holds. So I have a question on the Tanakama. So what are you answering me? V'yarta matali Reb Eliezer. You answer Reb Eliezer. What does that help me? I want to know Pshem Tanakama though. How come the Tanakama says the Korban Hashem, even though it's brought Shlo Lishma, is kosher, it could be brought? Just the owner has no Ritzui. As a question, how could that be? It's like a thought, like the whole Yisrael of the Korban is to give Ritzui to the owner. If there's no Ritzui, so don't bring it then. El Arad Amarash, it's like I said, listen, Estach Anopitz, I'm going to have to open up my own mouth. Talk very strong here at Shlokas today. I'm going to have to open up my own mouth and I'll have to say my own words then. And now I remember where I learned in Cheder, the Pasuk says, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, for Nedava, Nedru, the famous question, how does the Pasuk end off? It's in Nedava, it's a Nedr. If it's a Nedr, it's not on Nedava. So the answer is, when you bring a Nedr the wrong way, when you do a Shlel Lishma, it ends up to be in Nedava. So the Gzeras HaKosav here, that the carbon is kosher, you're allowed to bring the carbon, just there's no Ritzui, the owner gets nothing from the carbon. So Mar still, yes, clearly like I said before, Mar still, it's no good. But still, we're not finished yet. Yosef, Rab Zerub, Rab Yitzvah, Barabo, the Yosef, Abayi, Gabayu. Abayi was sitting there amongst them. The Yosef, they were all sitting together, and Karmah said like this, Kashli, they gave it back to Shlokish. What are you happy about this, Shlokish? Your answer is no good. Kashli, the Rish Lokish. Oshom, Rishlokish, you had a question. Where do I find that a korban oshom could be brought? without a ritzui to lo yosli yachamisa. A korbanoshim is not brought if the yonah died. So you had a question, if it's not brought without a ritzui, why here in the Mishnah is a kasha? V'nos sablo tamudim ma'isasechet, you yourself sablo tamudim, that means Abai himself answered the question by saying from the pasuk of ma'isasechet, we're just talking about a neder and a nedavah, so I cannot learn out usher from this pasuk. Emma, why don't I say, habo v'neder v'nedavah laisi, a carboner, a carbon shalom, I can learn out from this pasuk of ma'isasechet. Carboner that you could bring by yourself, a teres a neder, you could be mechayiv yourself to bring a carboner or a carbon shalomim. Then you could bring it, even though v'lelirtzoy, there's no kapara for the owner. But ashram, a carbon ashram, the lelaisi, klal, you cannot bring it by yourself. There are only five chatoyas, there are five ashamas. Asham ilois, asham shibharuf, asham gizelos. You have to do a special chet, that chet is mechayiv to bring an ashram. Right, ashram ozim. Only certain chatoyim, but if you did not do these chatoyim, you cannot bring a carbon ashram. If so, maybe this pasuk Moses Vasech is not talking about a korban ashram. So yeah, according to you, Abaye, then you have the kasha back again.
What was Abaye doing there?
Well, it's not so much Abaye, it's Rosh Lakish, really. Rosh Lakish, I mean, before it started off, it's different. It was first Rosh Lakish's question. I mean, now Abaye is asking Rosh Lakish back, like Abaye is thinking over the question, saying, like Abaye had this question now. Why was Rosh Lakish happy? Before, it's not a good answer what he answered. Amalu Abaye, Amalu Abaye. Amalu Abaya, Resh Lakish Mehaka, plus Abaya says, no, really Resh Lakish meant a little bit different. Resh Lakish really started the pasuk from here. That says, V'shachat Oysoy Lechatis. Resh Lakish started off his rushes like this. Listen, he started off first, you have to make one Akdama. The pasuk says, V'shachat Oysoy Lechatis. Shech this carbon for carbon chatis. There's a deek now. Oysa, this one carbon of carbon chatis, Lishmok Shera, Shler Lishmok Sula. There's a diyak of niyat, only a korban chatis. If you shech the chatis l'shem another korban, that a chatis is psula. It hassles the korban. You're going to have to burn the korban now. But only by who? By a korban chatis. Harshar kodshim shlel l'shemang sherim. By other kodshim, the klal is even though you made a shino kodesh, still the korban is kosher. Now, once I have the diyak from the korban chatis, yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, let me take a step further to say, yirtzu. Once there's a miyat to say that by Shar Kodshim, even Shalar Lishman is kosher, so maybe it's 100% good that a person that was mechayiv himself to bring a korban eilah, even though they made a shinu kodesh, maybe his mechayim is neder, maybe he has a yirsa, he has something from this korban. Talmud Loma, this the pasuk says no, Moisis Vasecha, to say that it's not a neder, but it turns into being a nedava, meaning you, the owner, have nothing from this carbon, even though the carbon itself is brought. I, the Ema, why don't I say, still habo b'nedev nedava laisiv l'lirtzi. So what Abaye meant to answer was, that Osham, you can't tell me Osham is posel, because there's a niyat by a carbon chatis, only chatis is psula, not a carbon Osham. So I know a carbon Osham is kosher. Once I know it's kosher, I learn out from Moitzis Vasecha, that it's only kosher, meaning you could bring the carbon, but there's no yirtzeh, the owner is not mekayim his neder, he still has to bring another one. The other more says, why? Why don't I say the emo? Habo b'nedu v'nedova laisi v'lalirtzi. Korbanos that can be brought for a neder, that's this pasuk of Moitzis Vasecha, that it turns out to be nedova, meaning it's v'lalirtzi, it does not help for the owner, he's going to have to bring a second carbon. But Osham, Atsuya Nami Lirtsu. Now we ask, maybe Osham is kosher 100%. We have the diik from a korban chatis. Only a chatis is psula. All other korbanos are kosher. How do we know a regular korban? It's not yirtza because the maitzis vasecha. It ends up to be a dava, but that pasuk does not apply to an Osham. An Osham cannot be brought for neder. So the question is now, maybe an Osham is the best type of the korban. Maybe an Osham, even though it's brought shleil lishmo, still will be kosher 100%. How do I know to say the Mishnah? How does the Mishnah know to say kol hazvachim that le'olam levan l'shem chayva? How do I know an Osham is not? There's no yirtzah for the owner. So this Amar Abaye buys like this: Osham demirtzil le'motzis armer. That you can't tell me. It's not possible to say a korban Osham should be better than any other korban. Why kal v'chaymim le'yelus? Kal v'chaymim from the korban oila. Uma oila. Shein a mechaperis, a carboner doesn't come for real chet that you did. A carbon oil is, if you want a kapar for mitzvah sasei, if you want to bring a dairin, some you want to have extra credit on Hashem's cheshbin, bring a carbon oil. But it's not the pshat, you did a chet, that's mechayvin or carbon oil. The still, skal an oil. Still ain't a meratzeh, if you make a shinu kodesh, it does not go on the credit of the owner. If so, Oshem, a carbon Oshem, Shem Echaper, that it comes because you did a certain type of an Avera, oh, and you need a Kapor, you need a forgiveness on that Avera, so it's a stronger carbon. And your din isn't it a Svara, Shein Maratza, that if the Kayan made the Avoidus Shlor Lishmo, that it should not be Maratza, it cannot give a Kapor for the owner. Samar says, no, Mali Yerla Shekin Kolu. You know why Erla has the Chumadik Alacha? Because the whole thing is burnt. Of carbon oil, everything is burnt. Mashek and Oshem, not everything is burnt. There is some meat that the kind of meat. So maybe Oshem is more cow than oil. So I said, so Shlom Yechiyah, I can learn out from Shlom Yechiyah. I, Mal, Shlom, Shekein, Tunin, Nesachim, you bring wine with it. Utenufa, Chazal, Vashag, you have to lift up the thigh and the breast of the meat. So I said, oil, Tachiyah, I learn out from oil. It does not need these things. If so, for Chazir Adin, I go back and learn out one from the other. Leroy Zekeroy Zem. This is not like that. Leroy Zekeroy Zem. Hatzad Hashem Shem wants to come to the denominator here. That Shen Kochim. Both in Oilo and the Shlom is Kochim. Vishachtim Shtar Lishmon Ksherim V'yeim Ratzin. The klal is, if one of the Avoidis were done L'shem another carbon, that even though the carbon is still kosher, but there's no credit for the owner, it's not Maratzim. And so, Afani Yavi Yoshim, I'll bring a carbon Yoshim to learn out from this Mehatzad. Shukran is also a carbon, true Kurdish. Vishakashal is Shmoy, kosher, true is kosher. From the meat, only a chattis is possible, and not a carbon Oshem. But Vienna Maratza, I learn out from this Me'atzad, it does not help for the owner. So Mar says, no. Mali Atara Shabashabem, you know what's common about these two cases? Shekhen Yeshnam Vitzibur. That the both can be brought with a carbon Tzibur. You can have an oil and a Shlomer for a carbon Tzibur. Mashrekin and Oshem, there's never a carbon Oshem, but Tzibur. So I can't learn out Oshem from oil and Shlomim. So Mar says it so, Toida Tachich, I learn out from a carbon Toida. A carbon Toida is not brought with Tzibur, and still it's not Yerotze. Aye, Malatoid, you know what's special about a carbon Toida? Shekin Tun and Lechem.